Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the side of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the side of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Someone can come and say, "From him, I'm not quite a diabet and opa sumi emono. I mean, Chevrolet and William de Ama will be a brabo. Kidessam no fapem no, a honey in some petri do me no emoa. Yet you need your nobacco and some panel said, "You honey, credit the brain it to the edu me no emoa yet you and yet your nobacco." Tifi actually and say, "And quite if free will woman was in a hill of ruby one more about fashion as in a miso about the story. One will bear Philip will free beside a wogalali and in chain will be catching and say, 'Wuda, your person, your hono, yes, will bear Philip will free beside a wogalali and in chain will be catching and say, 'Wuda, your person, your hono, yes.'" So let me go further and relook the 21st chapter. Can you look the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses? Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." Watch, 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 watch! "Ye therefore, and pray always, that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch! It's a sounding warning. Watch. I'm looking at "take heed," and I'm looking at "watch." Same connotation and figurative implication. Watch! Which is a threat to you and Guancanisa. Take heed and watch. Then he brings a connotative implication of pray always that you will be accounted worthy to escape. You will be accounted worthy to watch. It's serious. Anything that is trivial, minuscule, microcosm, anything that deviates from its course to sound biblical doctrine, Christian doctrine, it is out of the gear. You know, we will have to let God's people know that, you know, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, You know what that means? That simply means that the man that is standing here, the woman that is standing here, in going to heaven only. It's not only heaven in Tina, you know, as a matter of fact, it's the predominant part. But the young lady standing here is receiving training in righteousness to be a godly mother, a godly wife, a God-fearing citizen, a leader in society. Training in righteousness. Trust him more. Entity, it's as if you men will free more. Training in righteousness. So he's picking up the, you know, implication, brings the revelation that take heed for ye. And then he's saying, watch ye therefore, pray always. He brings the watching to the prayer, just like Jesus said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Watch, hear ye. This is very serious. What was he, you know, trying to say? One of the implications of what he was trying to tell all of us is that, you know, it was Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 12. The Bible said, man does not know his time. Man does not know his time. I like to be Bible. Was in a study when you pants on him, never know. Sir, and I saw Bonnie, E. and Pata, ya, and Nasa and Noma, a Chiruomo, Ewo Asum, a Bra, woman in Nasso, in Pufrimo. I come here every Sunday. I meet you here every Sunday. The people that are watching us on television, they watch us every Sunday. And the people that are listening on radio, the people online, they watch us every Sunday. It has become a routine that we feel like that routine must continue every Sunday. One day you will meet and I will not be here. One day, I know that it is very easy for you to say, I refuse it in Jesus' name. I rebuke, I shall live and not die and declare the works of God. She can be a share. When the time comes, what look at that. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 12. He puts it, he said, man does not know his time. He brings time, validity of time. Man does not know his time. Yeah. A day will come, we will gather like this, and you will not be here. And it will not be that you know, home, you turn into another church. No. It will be that your time has expired. Hey, my God. Watch! So he's telling you to watch. Watch. Because when you be unquenin in some. Jeremiah chapter 10:23. I want to talk to Ghana. When I saw the accident of the offensive young footballers, my heart, it leaped. It leaped. Young boys, you know, the restriction on whatever football, contact sports. And these boys are in a team, and the team manager says that we are going to play. And so while they were driving their bus at Ofenso, young boys, 16, 17, 18, 14, 15, they lined up their caskets on a pack, almost 14 boys. How many cars are 14? Let's talk. Who said that a 14-year-old was going to die? Who said that a 17-year-old was going to die? Who said? I'm talking to you. Who said? Who said what is going to happen? Who said that here with a year, you know, now will lead the forestry for you? Who said that his corpse is going to be in the mortuary this morning? We need to be brave. Now, so we need more brave. Enka, we be one who said the name maybe we are. We be to matter. The sons of we need more brave. A hand time chair. And yes, I am what they are. We need more brave. You can be boasting and talking nonsense all over the place, and then suddenly you drop dead. We need to be brave. Yeah, quite yeah, Ben. We be a name brave. You know, there are businessmen who are waiting for their containers to come in. And, you know, they are transacting a lot of smart business. They have workers to pay, checks to sign, and all stuff like that. And then suddenly, and people are crushed. It gets so crushed. And I'm telling you, it just amazes me. And so when I look at that Jeremiah 10:23, and I look at it carefully, he said, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that as he walked, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Put it in a different version. And in this version, the Bible was making it. He said, Lord, I know that none of us are in charge. Hey. None of us are in charge of his own destiny. None of us have control over his own life. As I'm not telling you, none of us will be to make us walk away MP. And then by the election, the person is history. Serious! You don't control your own life. Your life is not in your hands. Do you see it? Whether they are born again or not, whether they know Christ or not, whether they are illiterate or literate, whether they are educated or not, whether they are lay people or the clergy, it doesn't matter. You know, hey, you love me so much, you want to hug me, you want to be with me, you cherish me, you follow my ministry and the teachings and the message and emphasis and the, you know, philosophical, you know, presentation that God is giving me to give unto this generation. You check, there are people that follow this ministry that are not even Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hare Krishnas. They follow the ministry, you know, because they love the word of God that is coming also in the package of truth and boldness. They love it, you know, and they have come also after loving the message, they also love the messenger. But the day I turn into dust, nobody will like to even touch me. And that may be anywhere will be persuaded and be coming. Yeah, my wife kisses me all the time. Yeah, but a damn metaphor for me, no one person will be being me. It's the truth. I'm telling you. So me wunne. Now, so me yere kote dem na wohunu the image bit to say in soon sumu etese kofidra. Obeba be kachere prayer warriors. So mumre ki mi kuno samai in free dem hamame. Otete mi ofia. Ofia me na mercy no. Afraid ya prayer warriors abe breaki me. What a shock. Prayer warriors will be breaking me from my own house because nobody wants anything to do with the dead. It is like she never existed. Why? Yeah, because Eriase will forget you like that. Yeah, Eriase will forget you like that. Tell me. People are killing themselves for prostitution. Others are killing themselves for football. Others are killing themselves for all manner of things. But I'm telling you, the day you go down into the dust, you will be replaced that same day. This world is a very interesting world. I'm telling you, and that is why he's telling you, watch! Don't force yourself into the lives of certain people when they are pushing you out. Don't force yourself. When they are pushing you out, back out. I'm saying, bro, for no other kind, you want it. You are for a question, Jano. I don't know, this is not my message, but the Holy Spirit is talking to someone. Jano, yem pacho, kwa jem pacho, why me do uja ami amewu. Eye jimi ene uji. I'm telling you, yem pa be ma chos wongware wo, yem pa, tiyo! Kwa wa mwa fe ni sku awako, eni di breni ni enyami a yaw ni fako abu nyami di wesi. E tiye vye mne enyami nyaw, ya wako e pa be ma chos, le she be me ni monsu awo de pa ni cho. Ya kasem chile wayi. I'm talking to somebody. And Penny Pacho, Pacho, what I mean. Many women go to the point of, you know, listening, but then worry me, I'm a quack. You call this marriage? And you know, see, and that is what we have. You know, now watching me, no, but so many years here. And then, you know, they are sleeping in separate rooms, and, you know, very soon they are in court. It's so sad. You know, in as much as we are making intercession for all our brothers and sisters that are going through very difficult times in marriage and all that, I'm telling you, it is an indictment on the name of the Lord. In as much as ye ka se wradi hunu wo mobo ne fa wadi ni si ye entetia ye jini Christo Yesu asemmu no se wo ware na wa wadi ni gua question wo ho e ye den na wo ko wura mu e ye den na there are certain things that comes into the picture ti asemmu ye it obi capture me say me me yeso for my ware rita ye na ye Christo for ye se nkronkron ne ka it obi capture me say wo nya me se me nyai masore na me mra alabasta I don't listen to it asori bi wo a uti mi jai na wo ba ha Wankasa na wo problem because as soon be ho e nyame asore adomnin tete e papa wo it is going to be jah oba ha and something wrong aji asore fun any jai I'm telling you obi one ma o problem problem. And one would be sorry, and one would be worry, and one would be a juma. Sadi, you know, if you don't deal with it, a bigger problem for you. Oh, I wish I can talk to you about it. We call it an erratic personality. Erratic personality. I mean, neither they are worried. Now, my back, now you say, you know, your job, what here. Now, did this, okay, where job, what here? I saw in the Surah, maybe I go so fast here. The money I saw in the property. Now, you're a coin, sorry, home. So, for about a coin, we woo you. You say, you know, or then a cut into a beton, I saw the dining here to Yaka. But when I saw the dining, Nipa Bakufuni, see that. Kaprete kusimpua, kaprete kusimpua. Na ye dia shemra diye nwenyamni ye kukuru diye siho. And I, you know, a man of God is fighting over and all that. Aye fune! Yaba. Ijawa diye! He said, ye yes, sambabwa. Ijawa diye ne. You know, jai so for mami wete. Aso ni bi one more woman, ya so for mami be five. Mini ya no, so for mami, Rita, so for mami, Amina, so for mami, Asana, so for mami, Lefisa, so for mami, you know. Sometimes you are confused. Who be friends of mami, Lefisa, say so for mami, Alima. Oh, you know. What is wrong? What is wrong here? Huh? What's wrong here? Because Jesus is no more the epicenter of the pulpit. When Jesus is the epicenter, the love of God will enrich your heart. Yeah, you will be full of Jesus' love. That will be dancing when you are going to correct them in love. It will be in love because you are a new creation. So he's taking, he's telling you, take heed. Basically, what he was also talking about is that take heed. Heaven is real and hell is also real. Are we talking? Heaven is real and hell is real. Tell the church that judgment is real.
Many years ago when he passed, his casket was standing here. I don't even like it. I don't want to see it. I don't think of that. When you born in a Moses, you have been who knows talk, be who knows say, "Sang what didn't know and what they koba, and when you know what they kasa koba." Nina is gone. And then the third thing I saw, Yaninina na ne ye juma. Instantly, when he died, he has entered into another world, and then he realizes that as I'm not here preaching, ne nya grow. There is a world. There is a world. There is a world different from this one. The church and teach them Daniel chapter 12 verse number 2 that some will die into eternal damnation or eternal destruction or eternal fire and others will die into eternal life. The Bible said, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Put it in a different version. Look at this very interesting scripture. Yeah, it said many of those who have already died will live again. Dead will live again. Some will enjoy eternal life and some will suffer eternal disgrace. Sister, the Ayaki Kemuken is not a joke. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Tell them that heaven is real and hell is real. And it's not because you came to church. You can be in church and you don't know Christ. I want to talk to you. You can be even a preacher and don't know Christ. God is looking for a relationship. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with the load of care, and I will give you rest. That rest is not just home as obi home. That rest, you know, connotes
meaningful relationship that eternal life brings. Yeah, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He brings you liberty, and that liberty comes from the, you know, the package of salvation. Yeah, he brings you liberty. It comes from justification. It comes from redemption. It comes from adoption. Yeah, it comes from regeneration. It comes, that particular relationship, it emanates because, you know, you now have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. But how can somebody be translated into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of light, and still eternal life never to know more? As a sound to be, I know. As a sound. As a sound. Panino! As a sound. I'm telling you. As a sound. Put it in another version, the last one, and let's see exactly what God's word has got to say. And then I am going to. He said, many who have been long dead and buried will wake up, some to eternal life and some to eternal shame. A dead member! I mean, sometimes they can put you in a nice casket. They can make a very nice funeral for you. You know, all the dignitaries in town will be at your funeral. They will make all kinds of useless tributes. Poo! Shada Haya. I wish I can talk to you about that. Kufido, he was a great man of God. He was a great apostle. He served the Lord. We thank God that the Lord has welcomed him home. Who told you? I'm on cable. Who told you that God has welcomed somebody that we know our brother is with the Lord in heaven? You don't determine that. You don't determine that. Judgment is not determined by any man. I'm telling you. Judgment. This is one of the things that we need to address and train the people of God. I'm telling you. What na sorry at your needy and say, what done is see a coin will be by sorry move for frana a fee or no say any panababe than the Ziba, any Judas, any Pharisee me who shall sonny them. Oh, I wish I can talk to you. There are many Lucifers, Luciferians in the church. Oh, I wish I can talk to you. Judgment will begin from the house of God. And then when it finishes with the preachers and the prophets, it will go to the politicians. Judgment will first begin with the bishops and the prophets and the apostles and the evangelists. It will begin with them. I'm telling you. That's how for it. I'm sorry there. You know, they have everything. The Bible talked about in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And these people are in the house of God. And so I am not going to be teaching you some, you know, theological theorems. I'm teaching you the practical word of God so that you can repent or perish. Repent or perish. Those people, until they repent, they are on their way to hell. And I want to tell you, some are here. Some are here. They wish you fail. They wish you are disgraced. Your downfall is their prime objective. Me see a biwa hadebia me catch no. O power sorry for we back. The coffee. Came to serve the Lord. How about the coffee? There are Pharisees in this church. Me say you won't believe. Now say sorry and can jerejere papa wumzano. And can won't me and wuno niema sa. I'm telling you, you will find them. You will find them. For let me give an example, like you know the lady and the gentleman who has married for 20 years, and we just you know were led to sow a seed. Yeah, tete hama maye 2000 we mo ba nani ati asori 2000. And I'm telling you. They are sitting nicely saying amen, watching my face. But God, he looks at the heart. When you are men, see, at the end we walk, I dream seen where we would tell him. And one who are baby genus will be watching. We say, we tell him, mama, and some as a pompous winsome. Tia! Obi aware ya wo tan obi yire ho ya wo tan wonu na pen wa ware sa wo ba no ha wo ne sey wo pe bi akware bi e. What is your problem? Aten na ni patemi ya atwom sa. You are a hypocrite. And you know, if you cannot genuinely love your brother and love your sister, Jesus said to celebrate with them that celebrate and to mourn with them that mourn. Yeah, if you can't do that, you have not yet repented. Eternal life is in you, it's not in you. It didn't work. I said, I'm telling you. Da mpacho mami hon kakra na mami na kase yes abra yibiti me aba ma mpacho nye wana mne okasa da say da ma mpacho nye wana mne okasa da mpacho sisa hiyan wiyo na ukuno nyozi emema bibire honu ma yeni na ho we yiri tu fo onfanye juma ne yiri kasa chile ne yiri wase obe futu odi ete said ye you know insua emadi jari we jari we ne she utim wabe he born again we she utim ube munu sa we yiri futu onu wamfa ube munu sa ukotu amene ni misi tim si ye ajwa oka yo enso na de pabo na de pabo. You can clap your hands. You can, oh yeah. Clap your hands. So for me, bread. Oh, me, you didn't move too, Omofo. Omenti. Because if you're this girl, or our agenda, you need, I'm fine, you're a human. No, you're a cuckoo, Nabo. Eh? I saw it be over, I say. Sir. Me ka asori a asai a ete se aduane a enyinya wodia enye yi asori bi onwa wa fami se sofo no me yiri wo ho wa fa nipa ba se du wa asori ho wo mo a ya fa wo mo no nso enso adwaman ateyesim once you know ode ne nsa beto wo so no wuni adwaman mokra adwaman mo beba wo so ya eti ube munu se adwaman at yes church in him elder we anyway trimpra sofu we anyway yere trimpra girls we anyway no maba a trimpra sa sorry no ehye Christo mocha ne se e betin ho na apage no from every dead work ti assembly ye and sorry be one wa asay kwasi abra ne nipa bone ho Minia, may yam a crank what you want. You may say heaven, no, whether crook or crack, I am going to heaven. Whether crook or crack, I go heaven. And so I'm looking at certain things. Now, Abia, you know, men when they say, Unipenya sika kakra, na hunter and be abeni.
Say hon grungrun demand to tin them good. Would you hear a sika four pie wa gana? Unto a manokasa. Ankurehunu. Ankurehunu. Empty barrels. Empty barrels. Obekonu ashisha dollars were table so. Unitro. I'm telling you, obekona cameras is obekoni a two scale a two scale. I'm a benuku. I'm telling you. And why are we even going to antagonize that particular thing? He said it in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17. 1 Timothy 6, 17. It was a revelation that God's word, you know, brings up. And I'm going to tell you, and then I'll build up on this. He said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. And for we read the ancient Sikanua when you name a Dinica Kranua when you know, and for we read in Shim, and for we are in Shim. I'm telling you, we'll be on your Dinica, we'll be band, hey, won't you mong graduate? Mosaria Munyare, Mohamba, Mosaria Munyare, son out here, Abrawo Motua Mabonda, Yamia Duma, Nitinipa Ben, one of us, I see when you've been a Buano. Huh? The Bible said all good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. When you mean that de wababe na domarakwa and what is said here, what here? Yeah, wabra bumun sam ye ye mawa. Say ye no one wa wa aye nyamiya domaraka. Nyamina do as he say, a young kikense uhuno. I'm telling you, and generally by a mobile. Ha! Make us a match, it will be ya. Dead! We better from Usikan to Minyo. I'm talking to you. I didn't see any skyakra. Now we have the connections. And I know, eh? Oisibako, a hand time. Everybody did me empty attempt. So find a cousin, eh? You lack common sense. Don't worry. A brand of us will be him. We're going to show more lack of common sense. Or more platform. And you need the platform. Don't worry, cry. Ezekiel chapter 7, 17. Yeah, even 19 is what I want to read, but I will begin from 17. Yeah, or say, Kotojin name will be who Joseph Sugo. And send him will be called. Yeah, Ezekiel 7, 17. Interesting revelation. Hands will be feeble and knees will be weak as water. In verse number 18, the Bible said, and they shall also get themselves with a yituma. Yeah, and horror will cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and boldness upon all their heads. Now 19 is my main thing. He said they shall cast their silver. One more two musica egua quanso. They said ye Italy Corona Ibaye in Ipa 2 euros a good street is all. And their gold will be removed, and the silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them. Was it musica into me would them. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them from the day of the wrath of the Lord. I'm telling you, the day will come, you can't pay bribe. It's an order in my count. A day will come, you cannot pay bribe. I'm talking to somebody, tears in you. I'm telling you, a day will come, you cannot pay bribe. As someone will come, hey, what kind of same thing? In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 11. He said, riches profited nothing in the day of wrath, but righteousness shall deliver from death. In the day of the wrath of God, riches will not save you. Dano, I'm telling you, riches cannot save you. When I look at certain things and I'm looking at, and here may be a koso, a dia with a walk with a preme. I look at certain things between me when you say, when you pen near doing such that won't need a hunu. Hebrews chapter 12, let me close. Chapter 12, verse number 1. The Bible said, who foreseeing we also are compassed. Look at this very carefully. We are compassed. You let me walk. When I look at the worst that goes on. Now, when I look at Proverbs 22:22, was a mumbroni chrono free say oye mobroni.
Mubroni
Yamana Krono Frise Oye Mubroni. Rob not the poor because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in the gates. 23 will shock you. Listen to 23. For the Lord will plead their cause.
Onyame
will be the woman semama om.
It is a mana
a good callable form.
Form wa what the form.
Samo Brunina Yabana Krono.
At the expense
Nipa Bako Timi won 9 land cruises. Na asofu yin timinka.
Because
Yamaya Bidika credi. Ya iti yin timinka. Yabane akramemu.
Iti nukura. Nukura yira. Nukura
ayira. Na monsu anka mube timi aye bibino. Where did the ball and what to watch in Abontene? Where did the Kemuno to watch in Abontene? With a meal run a draw, someone near Sinigating Chang.
Piania!
Wouldn't you say? And I'm here called Forest. We'll be running by one who knows Namsa and Haho. Also, so far, they. I'm so more Hamoho, or Beba. Also, so far, but Frana, I'm so this was 13 years. I'm saying Haho. A reader, I need with a moa. A reader, the Nippon with a wound or no balance.
Ko baba
akwabra ne shewirem
na ya ria ba
e ko ikuru nkan kro me ka chira ho da osi e kita kaya yo njensi obeko ni kru abem wo dem na odi afra johnson wa bi hwe gugotem na malaria ba na ntuntum of view no ma wu ya se nyame afto nsa afre nyame afto nsa afre wo bi a wode ebi agukuru abema ko hwie gugotemu ama ntontom aba ma malaria be nyame atonsa afre no ei ene nyame nso wo tonsa afre nkrofo pa
serious wo bunkwa siewu a wo mfa nche wo hwie so nko
engongo ya sia de wo tuje nimu anase ya ma wahini ni ma bi agina e de abeshe nyame se nyame atonsa afre se be prama na anase be ko echi ma no nyame atonsa afre. Hallelujah.
Until
we repent, Luke chapter 13, verse 3, we shall all together perish.
Until we repent,
we will all perish. There is an opportune time. This is the time you cannot
miss
the opportunity.
Until
we repent and amend our ways, until we repent, this is it. We shall all likewise perish.
Perish.
Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 4. Verse number 3. Verse number 4. He said,
amend your ways. Amend
your ways and amend your doings.
Amend your ways.
Mama ma kwan enye ye. Mama mo ni ye enye ye.
Sachira wajine.
Ninyu me funu no doso. Sachira wajine. Amend your ways. Amend your ways. The Shah Assembly Mafubi. You will see Kabia, your dear Ma Assembly for no so among farmer disabled people. And if I for the pair to which him and only Abekona Assembly Man, Eddie Abuse Store, man, Nayere
Assembly Mao!
What this? And if I for Sikano, Abuse Store. Now the Yereko, one of the Assembly Man's are bay for Naya. Kwasi a woo and Kwasi a woo, dear Ghana.
You whoopee!
And kwasi a woo. And kwasi a woo, you whoopy. I'm telling you.
Show one what?
You will not yansem bienim. Our mortality rate is unbelievably high. Unbelievably high. Would the be show be as of a so did you?
Chobo!
When young get and get any be chobo at the fubefu.
Chobo!
Yeah, me go, I'm going to hang. I'm a blow your radio or no.
God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge me.
All of us will be judged. A guy to them will be our penis of the team. Will be there to trust them. A pair to a guha. Messi winyame. You will not see the day of that action.
I'm telling you,
anybody that wants to destabilize this nation, you will not see that day.
I'm telling you,
Wenanka e wose wuti minya asofwa kuta kukudu no matete ama mobayad bayad. Na wubi yate na se. I'm say, what do you try? And I'm reminding you, say, Jeremiah hono, wunipa, wunkwa, anyone. Dear, and kwane wan unenzemu no, will determine what becomes of you. So you can ask me.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.